Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't
Yes.
it?
Yes, it does. Working too
Yes.
much.
I know all about that,
Yes.
trust me.
Yes.
Yes, and
Things
I'm
are
looking at
expensive.
yes, that's for sure. Slowly but surely, it's
Yes.
just been getting that way.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm looking at the notes as well that were left for me. So you've been in business for quite some time already, right? About 30 years?
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
congratulations. How has it been going so
Been
far?
good, good,
That's
good. Been
good.
doing it since doing it since 1998.
Dang, so yeah, that's been quite some time. Okay, so I guess I should ask, I
Yeah.
mean, what have you done for marketing? What has worked? What hasn't worked? What are you looking to do now?
I've been doing with AngeLead
Okay.
thing. It's been working out pretty okay, pretty clear thing. Okay, and
Okay.
I'm looking for more worker thing, you know.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we can help you out with as well. Have you ever looked into like doing search engine optimization for your business before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, that's definitely something that we can help you out with. When it comes with our listings as well, they are exclusive. So what that means is as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. So there's no sharing leads, nothing along those lines. Now we do that by putting your business on the first page of Google. Now I do see a Google business profile, but it's under a different phone number. Is it yours? Because it says DeCarlo Masonry, but the phone number ends in
What is it?
8389.
No, it's my old one. I was trying to go online and trying to update it. That's my old cell phone number. I need to
Oh.
update that. That's
Yeah,
my
you really
old
do.
stuff. My old stuff for that, because I know I can't get home. I know it's just really bad. I need to get it updated and people can contact me besides the old number.
Yeah, that's definitely on the bad side because I'm sure you're
Yes,
losing
it
business
is.
that way. But that is
Yes.
something that we can help you out with. I do see that you have a duplicate Google business profile as well, so we're going to want to make sure to get that merged. So we don't have any type of issues on that end, okay? Now, what we do with that Google business profile, we put it on the first page of Google, right there where the map section is, and it's based off of the jobs you want to be found for, the services that you offer. So you're going to let me know, you know,
Yes.
what type of jobs you want, and my research team researches the area, finds out what keywords are searched the most, and we pick those keywords. So anytime somebody looks up one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up first page. So it's first page with
Yes.
Google, with Bing, with Apple. We retarget those same people looking for your services on Facebook as well. So we do direct target marketing. We target income levels, age groups, the locations that you're looking to get work. And then price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate. So it's a month-to-month service, no contract. So you're looking at a flat rate of $249 per month with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of your programming. So the initial
Wow,
investment is through
$240 a month?
$249 a month, correct. Yes.
Okay. That ain't too bad. Pretty cheap.
Nope,
Can I ask a quick
it's not.
question? I work
Of
with
course.
Jennifer. I work with Jennifer. So one of the things that with like Angie, he might get calls where somebody's calling basically they want like landscaping work. Like it might be with brick. But it's like for a patio where they use sand, where he uses mortar with his business. And when you're talking about like the keywords that people can put in, can he also list within your listing the work that he does not do so that it would deter, you know, somebody calling in for the wrong reason, you know, where they might need a landscaper, not an actual masonry business.
Yes. So the way that would work, if you want to be specific to what it is that you don't want to do, that goes back to going into my onboarding team. I let them know like he does not want to be listed for any of these type of services, so they make sure not to
Right.
pick any of those type of keywords. So that's
Okay.
completely customizable.
Perfect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's good because that's one of the things that I think he does get quite a few calls where he'll, you know, reach out to the customer and is asking what type of services they need, and then it ends up, you know, not being the actual masonry work that he does.
And also, so you guys do know timeline-wise of what to expect. So you get that onboarding call. It is within 1 to 3 days, depending on your availability. And that's where we go through everything in detail to make sure it looks the way that you want it to look. Then after that...
Because I basically call my people. When people call me, I answer immediately. Because, like my Angie lead. You know, like my Angie lead. When they call me or thing, they phone call me and it goes recording, I basically hit them right back up and call them and, you know, and say press 1 to connect with them. Because you know what? Yeah. They say I got the 15 minutes to call them back. Yeah. Shit, I'm there the next 30 seconds to at least under 5 minutes.
That's good. That's good that it's, that it's so quickly.
Because it costs you money.
Exactly. The good news with us, though, these people are going to be calling you and just you directly. So you're not going to be competing with your competitors on that end. So, they're going to be calls that go directly to you. Your ads on Facebook, those are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. And then the first page placement for each one of your keywords, you're looking at a max of 30 to 45 days to do that SEO in the background. But, I mean, the quicker we get on this and get that onboarding call, the quicker that we can get everything going for you. So, I mean, what do you guys think about it? Is it something that you would want to give us a shot?
Yeah, I like to do it. I like to start it everything because if it's $250 a month, that's pretty reasonable because I was going to try to, because Angie had the different one Angie had.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the same thing, have people call me direct, and they're going to charge me a lot more money, and I had to pay them, you know, basically once a month. Like $800 a month or a day.
Oh my god!
And they call me directly. I'm going, oh my god! I'm really just. It's kind of like a big, kind of too much, a big enough for me to right now to pay it. You know, almost $800. I'm going. You're doing $250. That's pretty reasonable, cheap. And once a month, that's pretty reasonable. That's pretty good. You know what? I'm not complaining about it. You know, people are going to call me director, then they see my ad on the first page on Google and do all this. And I really want to update my phone number because I know it's the wrong one. I know I'm losing business. I guess you can update my phone number from there.
We can actually help you out with that. So we're going to get admin authorization over the Google business profile. And then also, of course, since I did mention that you have a duplicate Google business profile, we can fix that for you as well. Cause you don't need to. That's just also another thing that causes confusion. Let me get your information and make sure I have everything correct and accurate as well. Carlo, I have the spelling of your first name, C-A-R-L-O. Is that correct?
No, it's Jasper.
I don't know.
Our first name is Jasper DiCarlo.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So is DiCarlo your last name?
Yes, DiCarlo. DiCarlo.
Okay. And is that one word or is it two?
What, DiCarlo?
Yes, DiCarlo.
It's all one word. It's just DiCarlo. Just the capital CARLO.
Perfect. Now, what is your email address?
My email address is DiCarlo Jasper 97@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And the phone number that we're speaking on right now that ends in 1470, is that the number that you're going on the Google business?
Yes, that's the number I want. I want that number in big writing, just 816-908-1470.
Okay. I'm going to put it down on the notes as well so we can get that updated for you. Okay.
Yes, I want it updated and everything. Could else, too, is could you do is delete the old – the old ones off Google.
Yeah, we can do that. And then I do want to ask you as well, because on the two Google business profiles, you have You have it a little bit different. So on one of them, you have DiCarlo Masonry, and you don't have the C in DiCarlo capitalized. On the second Google Business Profile, you have DiCarlo's Masonry, and you have the C capitalized. How would you want it to look?
I want it DiCarlo, the D capitalized, the I and the C capitalized, and lowercase the A-R-L-O.
Okay. So just to verify,
Masonry.
The D-I-C capitalized, and then R-L-O is all lowercase, correct?
Yes, yes, honey.
Okay, and then Masonry, correct?
Yes. And Al's too, LLC, and I'm licensed and insured. Put that on there too.
Okay. All right.
I'm licensed and insured.
Licensed and insured. All right, I got that down. Now, for the address on file, is it the 4007 Northeast 60th Terrace, Kansas City, Missouri, 64119?
No, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's all totally wrong.
All right, let's fix it.
I'm living in a duplex. I'm going to be there like a 1 year, and after that, and I'm going to hopefully going to buy a house after next year. Is
okay.
This your number? I can keep on file. Is this your number?
Yes, but let me actually send you, I'm going to send you how to get in touch with me directly. So I'm going to send you our office line, and then it has my direct extension on there as well. I just sent you that text message.
Okay. Are you going to text me or are you going to email me?
I text it to you. You want to check to see if you got it?
Okay, cool. Yes,
okay.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Now, what address do you want
right
to
here.
Use now?
Okay. I want to use the address. My address is 1537 Baker Circle, Independence, Missouri.
What is the zip code?
64050.
Okay, perfect. Let me put this down. And is there, like a number to put down, or is it just?
No. It's a duplex. It's a duplex, hon.
Okay. That's good.
It's a duplex.
All right, perfect. All right. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Just right now, myself, that's it.
Okay. And for the type of services that you offer, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
I do all kinds of masonry, restoration, repair work I do. And there's new work I'll do, new. And I've basically been doing lots of restoration and I've been much repair. I'll do stonework, block work, tug point new and used, some concrete patch, some glass block, everything. And
mm-hmm.
I will not do no chimneys. I don't like doing chimneys. I like all flat work. You know what I'm saying? I won't do no chimney because chimneys are just so much work and people just don't want to pay for it and I don't like to do it. And I'm small crew by myself. Small crew and I don't want to do no chimneys. I like doing a bunch of restoration.
Okay.
Restoration repair.
I put down restoration and repair work, and then I put stonework, block work, concrete patch, glass block, and then I put does not do chimney, correct?
Yes. And outside, yes. And tug point, new and used.
New and used? And what was the first word
tug
you
point,
said?
Tug point, new and used. Tug pointing, I'm sorry.
I want to make sure I have this spelled correctly. So is it tuck, T-U-C-K, and then pointing, like pointing a finger?
Yes, hon. Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. Perfect. Anything else?
Do that, and I'll do, like all kinds of stonework, like stone floors. I'm just going to do in stone walls, tuck point stone walls, you know, all that stuff, brick repair. all that, you know, adult bunch, basically adult category restoration would new, you know, would, you know, restoration means like you have brick and stone and block. It's all means of repair or new stuff.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And I do commercial in residence.
Okay. Commercial and residential. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right. Now, your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. So what does your availability look like? And they do call within an hour window as well. What does your availability look like tomorrow? Do you have anything available?
A job?
For your onboarding call. So the onboarding call, we go over everything in detail, make sure that we have everything looking the way you want it to look. And
I should be available.
Correct.
I should be available or anything to do it. What time?
I have a couple appointments in the morning and then I have more in the afternoon. What works better for you?
Do you have one mid-morning? Are you going to be calling me back? Your name is Laura?
My name is Laura. It should be me calling you to introduce you to your onboarding team. If I'm not available, they'll call you regardless. I have available between 10 to 11. Does that work?
That's fine. Are you going to be calling me that time?
Yes, it'll be between 10 to 11 tomorrow that we'll have your onboarding
call.
That's fine.
Yes, okay. That would be good.
Okay, perfect. Good. And then,
I'd rather have you call me, and else too. What I could do is I'll lock your number off my phone, and put your name onto my phone book, and I can have you, and I can, you know, if something happens, I can call you or something.
Exactly. Put me down as our office line, which is the 877 number, because that's the number that we're going to call you from as well. So,
yes.
You know, you can save that down. Now, I know that you did say you're licensed and insured, which is great. Now, do you have a Facebook page yet for the business, or would you like us to make one for you?
I have a Facebook on my personal one, and I like to have a Facebook page for my business.
Okay, we can make one for you. Now, I'm going to also...
Really? You make a Facebook page for me?
Yeah, we'll make one for you, and I was actually going to tell you, too, because I see that you don't have a website. Would you like us to make one for you? I can add it at no extra cost.
Facebook page, Mike. That's fine. I have one of these.
Would you like us to make you a website?
Yes,
it's
I basically
no
do
cost.
It. That's fine. I'm just saying... I'm just saying I do all my business. What I do is I go live on my Facebook and all my worker thing. Cause you can look me right now on Facebook and you'll see my page and all my work I put on there. And I would love to do a separate business page for my personal, to my business.
Okay. That's fine. We can make one for you. That works.
How are you going to do that? With my email?
So when you have your onboarding call tomorrow, they'll make one for you and you'll have full authorization because it's yours. So we'll make,
okay,
but
and
you're,
I, and
you're,
I, and,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say,
and you
you're going to be,
Facebook,
yes,
I'm
go
sorry,
ahead,
honey.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
When you do all the Facebook thing and you're going to give me, I guess I'm going to still use my email and the password, and how are you going to, and I have to go on my phone to update it, I guess, off my phone to bring it up.
Yeah. So you'll be in charge of doing your own posts and everything. You'll have complete access to that. What we're going to be doing is running the ads for your business on feeds of people who are looking for your services. So, those are all things that when you have your onboarding call tomorrow, we'll help you out with. If you want to make your own business Facebook page, you're more than welcome to do that. We just get authorization of the page, but we go over all of that tomorrow when you have your call. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
I'm, I know for specific target areas, do you go out around like a 50 mile radius, or how far do you typically go out to?
I go out pretty sometimes kind of far. I go out to Atchison, Kansas. I go to Baldwin City, okay. All them places. I have not been no Topeka, no St. Joe. I haven't.
Okay.
I did my Angie lead. I send it out like to Angie on the Angie lead. I would send it out to Atchison, Kansas, a little bit Baldwin City, you know, them little places out there like Stillwell, Kansas. Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Because I want to make sure to target the areas that you're looking to get work. Do you know the county of the areas that you want to find work at?
I go based on Missouri side. I go to Missouri. I go up north, you know, north the river, north town, all kinds, all around north, everything, around the whole part of north town I work at there. I work in Missouri, all in Independence. I did some work in Blue Springs. I did a few jobs in Lee Summit. All around the whole metro area I did. Raymore, Oven Park, all them places.
Okay, so let me get each one of these individually. Do you want to pick cities, counties, or zip codes? What works better for you?
We can just do counties. Just put like Jackson County, Kansas, Overland Park. You know, I do
Give
all
me
them.
One
Johnson,
second.
Johnson
so
County.
I got Jackson County, and then you said Johnson County?
Yeah.
Johnson County in Missouri and then Johnson County in Kansas.
Yeah,
okay,
I do all.
Thank you. Okay, and then Johnson.
And I'll do Lone Jack.
Calm down. That's Lafayette.
Okay, so I have so far Johnson County in Kansas and Missouri, and then I also have Jackson County in Missouri. What else should I add for you guys?
Okay, Ray County.
Lay?
Ray, R-A-Y.
Oh. And is that in Kansas or in Missouri?
No, it's Missouri.
Missouri.
Okay. And then also Clay County, which is North Missouri. Lafayette County in Missouri. That's going out to the east.
Okay.
I think that's probably, that's the biggest.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You might put Douglas County, Kansas, because that's going to go down to Baldwin City.
Okay.
Like kind of out to like Lawrence, Topeka, down south. He doesn't quite go that far, but Douglas should cover most of what he's talking about in Kansas.
Okay. Now, I know I missed one, so I'm going to repeat it real quick. So I have Douglas County in Kansas. Mm-hmm. I have Lafayette County in Missouri. I have Ray County
Correct.
In Missouri, Johnson County
Correct.
In Kansas, and also in Missouri. And then I have Jackson County. Am I missing any?
Okay. Yes. Clay County.
Clay
Missouri.
County. Okay.
Yes. That's going to be like right up north when
Clay
you're talking
County,
about
Clay.
Liberty and that area.
Perfect.
And that
I got Clay
the
County.
Biggest area. Yes,
okay.
That'll cover the majority of his areas.
Okay. That's perfect. All right. Got all that down. Now, for the hours of operation, you have right now closed on the weekends and then Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that accurate?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I basically work on the weekends sometimes, too. Just depends.
Okay.
I'll work on the weekends, and I'll see if somebody calls me. I'll go out and bid jobs on the week, on like Sundays, on the weekends or thing. I basically do it every day. Go out and bid jobs every day.
Do you want to show them that you're open every day so it doesn't show closed on the weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll update that as well.
Yeah. I like to just, or you know what else too? They can call, you can put on there too is they can call anytime, the day or night.
Okay. Do you want me to put 24/7 then?
Yeah. Put 24/7.
Okay. Okay. So let's do that then. All right. Now, the car that you're...
Coming.
Okay, I put that down. And just so you do know as well, you can always make these changes on you're going to receive a dashboard. So So if you need to make any changes, it's going to be super easy. Or you can call me as well. I can make them for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
I'm going to have, it's my name and my company. I'm going to give you it.
Okay. Does it show Jasper right DiCarlo, or is there a middle initial?
Yes, it does. It does show that. I don't have no middle initial. I have just Jasper DiCarlo.
Okay. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. You want my card number?
We're about to get there. I just got to ask for the billing. Is the billing the same as the Northeast 60th Terrace?
No. The Baker Circle, hon.
Okay. That's fine. Let me update that. Okay. Circle.
You can cancel all that stuff for the old ads or anything off the Google, off my, and also too, there's one from Arlington, off Arlington. Are you going to delete that one off there too? And the one out north, can delete, are you going to delete all my profiles off and just keep my new one on?
I can do that. More? So basically, just to be clear, because I'm going to put all this in the notes, the old phone number and any address other than the Baker Circle address is incorrect and no longer want on any type of, okay, that's fine.
Yes.
That's not a problem.
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay.
A debit card.
I'm ready. All right. I'm ready whenever you are.
My card number is 4802-0981-5861-6652.
And when does it expire?
09/25.
Okay, and the security code?
160.
All right. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can pick through either question and answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. So you could either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My pet's name, Renzo.
Renzo?
Yes, R-E-N-Z-O.
Nice, Renzo. That's cute. I used to have a bird named Enzo. All right. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. So if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me. You will receive everything through text and through email as well. There are going to be a few automated messages as soon as we're done here while we're on the phone.
Or
but
can
first
you
thing,
ask too is?
Yes.
Excuse me for a minute. Can you do is send me invoice every month what you're charging me, and I can have that right off to my mail.
We actually will send everything to you through email. Okay, so you do get it through email, and you do have, and of course this is going to be tax write off for you as well. So at the end of the year, you'll be able to do that.
Okay.
Yes. So let me see here, and you're going to receive already the invoice as soon as we're done, and I'm going to make sure you get that before we get off the line. But first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
DiCarlo Masonry.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jasper DiCarlo, the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number, so you know that it's us. Now, do you agree to be responsive?
I don't like your number now.
Perfect. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and the account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 6th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. You're going to charge me $300 a day?
It's $348 today. That's for the month and the one-time setup fee. And then after that, it's on the 6th of every month and just $249.
Okay.
Now, let me make sure that you get everything through text and through email. Okay, I think I got something wrong. Let me verify because it's telling me that I did something wrong. Hold on, let me go here. Let me verify. Name on the card says Jasper DiCarlo. The address is 1537 Baker Circle in Independence, Missouri. Zip code 64050.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Let me get the card numbers one more time. It's telling me that I put some. Oh, hold on. Let me verify this. The security code, is it 160?
Yes.
Okay.
160.
Okay. And it expired 9/25?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me get the card number one more time. I must have put something down wrong.
4802-0981-5861-6652.
Okay. Let's try this one more time. Okay. Let me verify.
I gotta get my side food.
Okay. Okay. Yes, it's going through now. I must have put something wrong. So sorry about that, but it's all fixed now.
You're fine, hon. You're fine.
Now let me send
you over.
You know, when you're speaking over the phone with people, sometimes you mess up numbers and letters. And
yes, I understand that, hon.
It easily happens. But everything has gone through on my end. I'm going to send you over a text message right now. It's going to have a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard, okay? Now, you are going to have access to your dashboard right away. So we'll go over that right now. We're almost done as well. You can already upload pictures to the work that you do, so we can start getting all of that transferred over to you. We'll start building
right
your website for you as well. Let me make sure that the terms and conditions got sent out to you. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right, you should have already started receiving a couple emails and automated messages.
Yes. Perfect. Do we press the dashboard or no? You can press the dashboard.
Not yet. Not yet. I just sent you another link, though. If you can open up that link, it says the my.localsplash.com/terms.
Can you open that up?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, and just to go over everything with you here real quickly, this is what we're going to do for you, which is going to be optimize your Google business profile. We'll fix everything that you have going on with that as well. We're also going to do those directory submissions if you need to go on any of those. So we'll go over that with you tomorrow. We'll do you a website. We'll also run Facebook ads for your business. It goes over what we charged you, what we will charge you. Just so you do know, you can also put seasonal holds on your account if you get really busy. You can put a seasonal hold, and we don't charge you for that month either, or the month that you need to be, you know, not charged. You can cancel at any time. Just call us 3 days before billing is due. If you can please type in your name the way that it looks and then click on those two boxes and then just click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
Okay. I did the two boxes and pressed in.
Did you type your name in?
No. Where's it at? Where I go to where at?
There should be a little box.
Yeah, I did the little two boxes. I've checked them.
But you have to put your name in.
Okay, where do I put my name at? This darn thing.
It should be all the way at the bottom. All the way at the bottom, there's it's in orange, two boxes.
Yeah, I got. There's the two boxes I checked. Press.
You gotta put your name in there.
You
where
gotta put
that?
Your name in. There's orange boxes where. Do you see a little button?
I
that
see right down there.
Confirm?
Down there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right down there. I'm trying to get to them.
Right here.
Okay.
It's right there.
Where?
Okay. It's in the box.
Okay,
so
I can't.
Type your name.
Okay. My first name or my whole full name?
Your full name. So it is going to need a capital J for Jasper, and then you are going to need in your last name a capital D and C. So it has to look exactly the way it shows on there. It's a little finicky. You know technology.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Okay, did that.
Did you do it in both boxes?
Yeah. No, I did that.
Okay.
The date on there, the date.
Okay.
I did
and
it.
Then you're...
So now let me press...
Confirm.
Where's the confirm at? I can't get hit.
It should be...
I can't go up. I can't go up anymore on the little boxer thing.
Oh, okay, because typically there's a little orange button that says confirm signature. Are you not able to see that?
No.
If you're having trouble, we can do this tomorrow in your onboarding call. It should be visible, but I've had it happen before where it's difficult. So it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's giving the place to put his name in, but the way his phone is and his view on his phone is like he's got his letters really big, and that could be the reason why.
Yes, it could be.
His display on his phone.
Okay, that's okay. I'm gonna. I'll put that down here. I'll notate it, and then we'll just take care of it tomorrow. Okay, so it's fine.
Yeah,
we'll take care of it on your onboarding call.
Do it.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll put it down notated, and we'll take care of it tomorrow. I have your call. It's going to be between 10 to 11. I will email you that Google invite right now when we get off the line. But you also have our office line, and you have my direct extension. So if you have any questions or anything, please feel free to reach out. I'll still be in charge of your account. Okay?
Okay. And else, too, Laura, is there an app I can download?
You'll do that tomorrow.
Yes. You're going to get, exactly, you're going to have all of this information tomorrow. As of right now, though, you do have access to your dashboard. So, and one of the text messages that got sent over to you is going to have your username and password. You can log in and start uploading pictures. There's not much going to be going on right now because we're barely going to be building everything. But if you want to log into that now, you'll have access to it. Okay?
And I can help him with that, too.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, that would be great. Okay.
I'm not really that kind
of... I'm kind of the assistant to do all the stuff like that for him.
Like, I understand. My husband, he doesn't like technology.
In, so.
No, you're okay. My husband doesn't like technology at all, so he always leaves everything to me. So I understand.
Yeah.
That's basically what he does. He's like, here, hon, take this and do this.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes,
well,
Laura,
right now,
I will.
Go ahead.
Fantastic.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I
right
would
now,
like the number in this phone. Yes. And
yes,
do you guys do a background
number.
Check, too?
No, we actually don't need to do that. So we're already going to start the process. You have a Google Business Profile already, so that's great. We just got to get it, correct as soon as possible. And we'll start the process already.
And you're
going to
update my new stuff.
Exactly. I'm gonna get everything notated as well, so they are fully aware of the changes that need to be done. But like I said, as of right now, we're pretty much already done. Tomorrow on your onboarding call, they're the ones that go over everything in detail. But if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Laura.
No worries. No, thank you. You guys have a good rest of your day. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.